Many are gathering today at memorials for the men and women who died on September 11, 2001. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports from Long Island at the only memorial in the country that honors the first responders who have died from 9/11-related illnesses in the years since.
John Thiel is walking across a bed of gravel that surrounds 3 6-foot-tall granite slabs at the 9/11 Responders Remembered Memorial Park in Neskonset. Each slab of the memorial has 3 words engraved across its dark, shiny surface.
Courage, honor, and sacrifice. It tells the story of these men and women, uniform and non-uniform, who risked their lives 14 years ago. And while they didn't die on 9/11, they died because of 9/11 and its aftermath.
That aftermath for the 600 responders honored on this memorial is chronic illness. Things like cancer and respiratory diseases caused by toxic dust at Ground Zero. Thiel is the founder of the Feel Good Foundation that helps 9/11 responders and their families get compensation. He's also a first responder. Thiel says since he's helped build this memorial in 2010, he's been adding more names to the wall as more people pass away. This weekend, Thiel will have added 120 names this year alone. He's vetting 200 more people to be included on the wall.
Every day I search social media obituaries and follow when somebody passes away from a 9/11-related illness. It's morbid. There's no pleasure in doing it. Because once we find when somebody does pass away, we got to get in touch with the families, and there's a lot of background checks. We're not the Baseball Hall of Fame. We're not trying to keep people out. But we also have a responsibility to the 9/11 community to honor and respect these people the right way.
A 2013 study published by the journal Environmental Health Perspectives found evidence of a link between cancer and 9/11. Of more than 20,000 World Trade Center rescue and recovery workers surveyed, 552 were diagnosed with cancer between 9/11 and December 2008. Thiel says only the names of responders who lose their battle with their illnesses end up on the memorial wall.
You know, if I died in a car accident today, I wouldn't go on that wall. You know, you have to have died from a 9/11-related illness. You had to have been at Ground Zero.
After 9/11, the federal government set up a victim compensation fund that was active from 2001 to 2003 for people who were near Ground Zero and got sick. The Zadroga Act reactivated that fund in 2010. That act established a nearly $3 billion victims compensation fund to cover emotional and financial burdens for people who got sick and for their families. But it's set to expire. Sheila Birnbaum runs the Federal Victim Compensation Fund.
The fund will close down in September 2016, so we don't know how many claims we will eventually get. It is likely that we will have more awards than we have money.
Under the Zadroga Act, John Thiel got 10% of his claim award after a steel beam took part of his foot while he was clearing debris at Ground Zero. He says compared to his friends with chronic 9/11-related illnesses, he's lucky. That's why he's lobbying in Washington, D.C. next week with U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York. She proposed a bill that would permanently extend the Zadroga Act.
We can get the bill passed tomorrow for 100 years, but we're going to lose more people. And the park board are going to have a responsibility to ensure that those names go up there. We continue to do these ceremonies.
Ceremonies like the one Thiel has planned for Saturday, September 12th.
You know, when you hear the names read and then the ringing of the bell, that bell goes through you. It's like cutting you with a knife right through you. It's like a sword. And to hear someone's name, and especially to see the reaction of the families in the audience when they hear their loved one's name read by the ringing of that bell, I think they sense pride in how proud they are, but they also how much they terribly miss their loved ones, husbands or wives.
Friends and family of first responders from across the country will attend the ceremony on Saturday morning at the 9/11 Responders Remembered Park. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.